Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, June 28th, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Never a dull moment. That is a certainty as we see things devolving. You know, I mentioned yesterday that it's pretty simple, and it really is pretty simple. Bad guys with designing intentions stick together like the sashes, like the bundle of sticks, and they don't break ranks. Meanwhile, the rest of society, the bulk of society, is pitted against one another, encouraged to bicker, infight, backbite, and divide and conquer itself. That really is what it boils down to. And so if we can't find common ground generally in society, then we are doomed to divide and conquer ourselves, really. Because there are a number of impetuses, shall we say, and stimuli that will encourage that kind of division and balkanization. And so it's just that simple. But it's admittedly more complicated than that, because as I've been saying recently, you know, about this P2OG meets R2P doctrine or ideology, it is a posture designed to provoke a reaction or stimulate a reaction, as the bad guys would put it, to prevent future crimes. This is the posture of law enforcement as well. Generally speaking, the subject of entrapment has faded into the backdrop in recent years, but that used to be a big discussion. This is entrapment. Look what you're doing. You're finding places on the road. The highwayman, for example, is finding places on the road that would naturally lend themselves to people misbehaving, perhaps, you know, a particular spot in the road, maybe a hill going up, going down, something that would encourage a propensity for speeding or something like that. Hanging out by lake access and ticketing for seatbelts and things like that. So there is a preemptive, proactive, stimulating of reactions nature to that protocol as well. And the problem is that does stimulate a response or a reaction, but that reaction is naturally antagonistic. It fosters an adversarialism or an antagonism that then probably polarizes and colors future interactions, if that makes sense. And this is what we're doing in broader society. It's an oppressed model. I've read from Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed, which I think is one of the best examples of how that hierarchy works, the oppressor-oppressed model. I should probably start with some quotes from there today, as far as that's concerned, speaking of that. I don't as I always say, though, I don't agree with Paul Freire's Marxist leanings in terms of solutions, but I think his analysis of the situation and the problem is very lucid. And it's very unfortunate that we can't seem to break free from this. It's interesting, you know, I think some people get to a point where they don't, not knowing how to break free from this oppressed continuum, they instead adopt their Machiavellian oppressor overlord's behavior, so to speak. And sometimes in adopting that behavior, they actually like it, which is very unfortunate. What we should be doing is trying to break free from this continuum. And so I thought, again, reflecting on yesterday's broadcast, I thought it was particularly provocative that Jesse Williams was talking about oppression in his and a history that he has really no connection to, practically speaking. A privileged upbringing, you know, 34-year-old who has no practical association or connection to Rosa Parks. You know, for all intents and purposes, he's not acquainted with that entire discussion. And furthermore, doesn't realize how the civil rights movement was a complete ruse. We shouldn't want civil rights. Because that gets back to that peculiar phrase, when the state creates rights and individuals against itself. You could add civil, in fact. When the state creates civil rights and individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. I don't want that. I know that on this broadcast, the listening audience, generally speaking, doesn't want that either, but you have people like Jesse Williams saying what they say. It's this collection of a loose collection of thoughts, ideas, rhetoric, if you will, strung together in a very provocative fashion and fairly incendiary, unfortunately. And as a result, it was wound up and it spun out, and even with Justin Timberlake's best intentions, and he's obviously an insider. I mean, with his, he does his part to propagandize the people, so to speak. With that, it's interesting that he got caught up in the conflict, the controversy. You could almost hear him saying, same team. Same team. But he wasn't arguing with one of his fellow bad guy teammates. Anyway, interesting how the controversy latches on to even the most undeserving, I suppose. So, that's interesting, and again, just to kind of touch on solutions, because that's important. With the infighting, if we can't find a way to find common ground, work together, then we're doomed, unfortunately. So, this discussion always reminds me of Jesus' words with regard to our enemies. This always reminds me of those words in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, one of the places that is recorded. You've heard it said, or you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say you love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. That's the New American Standard translation. But the point here is, it's interesting. You know, there was a shift from the Old Testament to the New Testament. There is what people consider genocide in the Old Testament. Doesn't seem to make sense until you perhaps view it from the perspective that when you look at Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3, you see the family tree, so to speak, the family tree of Jesus. And so if you understand that what was by some arguably genocide as a means of preventing anyone but God from being able to take credit for Jesus' birth, then it makes sense in a different context. Anyway.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, let me get to the point so we can move on. The distinction between the Old and New Testament, just in the theme of what you see as what many would call genocide in the Old Testament, and the New Testament. It's a different. You don't see that what some people consider genocide in the New Testament. You don't see that theme. And why is that? And I think that, just to kind of tie this all together and make it simple, the Old Testament, what some consider genocide, was a means of ensuring that only God could take credit for Jesus' birth, and that's a controversial subject, I would imagine, for some. It touches on some provocative and controversial subject matter from Genesis 3, and I won't get into that right now, but suffice it to say, when God said to the serpent in Genesis chapter 3, the Lord said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. What does that mean? In Genesis 3:15, that's a controversial subject, but I'll leave it at that for now. Fast forward to this distinction. There is no need for what is considered by some as genocide in the New Testament, because Jesus is already born. There's no need to protect that family tree, so to speak. And now there isn't this warfare, this genocide. The New Testament is marked by this new law, so to speak. You've heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And I would add, coming to the point now, It's interesting. You know, bad guys are using this P2OG policy. P2OG meets R2P, proactive preemptive operations group mindset, with the R2P responsibility to protect future crimes prevention mindset. Those are being welded together, and people everywhere are being goaded into responses. This is what's happening in the Israeli-Palestine situation. It's what's happening in the Middle East with the broader Islamic community, who, as Jeremy Scahill rightly pointed out, believe that their religion is being targeted, that the United States, as he said, is a gratuitous enemy. And that's tragically unfortunate. It's happening here in America more and more. Again, you know, one of the best examples is between law enforcement and broader society, but it's not confined only to that dynamic. And so you can see it. And the posture of the people generally who are goaded as this policy of stimulating reactions grows, their posture is one of, again, adversarialism or antagonism, and it, to me, gets right to the words of Jesus. In other words, this notion of conflict, defending oneself even, has been warped.
You are tuned in,
and is now
public broadcasting network.
Visit our being used against people. The concept of defending yourself has been warped.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so special.
Hopefully this makes sense. So the conflict has been leveraged. The concept of conflict has been leveraged. And really, defending oneself again has been warped, has been twisted to be construed as bullying. It's very interesting. People get goaded into a response. I mean, if you walk into... It's fascinating. Just in broad, simple terms, which I know is not a good idea, I don't generalize. I don't tend to generalize because I think it always... Well, here we go. It has a tendency to lend itself to error by oversimplification. But... in schools across the country, I've read stories, I've heard stories secondhand of how essentially children were goaded into a response by bullies, and then when they defended themselves, it was construed as bullying, which is bizarre. This is not how we used to raise our children. It's very bizarre. But again, this gets to the P2OG meets R2P concept. P2OG, which stands for Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, the HYDRA, or the Hybrid U.S. Intelligence Agency, that was proposed, really it was more of a just saying we're doing this, but proposed back in 2002, that would employ black ops tactics to bring CIA, military, covert action, information warfare, intelligence, cover and deception together to increase human intelligence or human and forward operational presence and to deploy new clandestine technical capabilities. But practically speaking, what would it do? Well, among other things, this body would launch secret operations aimed at stimulating reactions among terrorists and states possessing weapons of mass destruction. That is, for instance, prodding terrorist cells into action and exposing themselves to quick response attacks by U.S. forces. Again, you know, the book and documentary of same name, Dirty Wars, by Jeremy Scahill, really is just kind of all about that. The Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, doing this, going around the globe, stimulating reactions, and doing it in a clandestine fashion. Very secret, very cloak and dagger, very I would say deceptively, very Machiavellian in fashion. But the reaction that is stimulated is not genuine to the purpose, or perhaps I should say ostensibly so. It's not in keeping with the overt or disclosed reason for stimulating reactions. Well, we're going to find the terrorists because this will draw them out. No, you're making terrorists by going around punching the world in the face and doing it in secret. I mean, think about that. Think about that. What would happen if, how would we feel here in America if this was happening to us? Someone, there are night raids. Someone somewhere, you know, a small group, small powerful force, shows up from nowhere. It comes from nowhere to nowhere. In other words, it comes from nowhere, it goes to nowhere. No one knows. Shows up in the middle of the night and just starts killing people. A few here, a few there. Not many, you know. 10 to 15 people on average or so. A few people, handful here, a dozen or so there. Word gets out that it's big, burly guys. Someone suspects they're from a certain country. How would we feel? In America, what would we do? It's surprising that certain parts of the world haven't been, Yemen in particular, haven't just spiraled into a full-fledged response that, the every military-aged man doesn't jump in a boat and show up on our shores. It's shocking with the kind of operations that have been conducted inside Yemen, combined with the fact that a number of folks, many folks, Yemeni folks, have been detained places like Gitmo for years without charge. So this concept of defending oneself has been hijacked, warped, twisted to be construed as inciting violence and bullying. It's happening on an individual level. It's happening on a larger scale, obviously. And I believe this was a big reason why Jesus said what he said, love your enemies. This is the response that has no justification for a heightened militarized posture, if that makes sense, to love one's enemy. And these people, generally, again, which I know is not a good idea, but generally speaking, across the Middle East, the response is, I would say, pretty loving and tolerant. Although there is a growing hysterical antagonism. But can you imagine? What are we doing? When you watch things like Dirty Wars, if you've seen it, it's unbelievable. People, dirt poor, literally in some cases, who are, they don't have the wherewithal to come get us, as we have been encouraged to believe. If they do, where is the wherewithal coming from? Who arms them? Who finances them? That clip that we played yesterday, Jeremy Scahill on Democracy Now, saying, you know, talking about, well, the title of the clip is Jeremy Scahill on Obama's Orwellian War in Iraq. We created the very threat we claim to be fighting. He gives a brilliant analysis of ISIS, like he said. You know, we should play that. I think, and you listen to people say what they say, people don't know these things. I want to go back to Operation Cyclone every time the discussion arises. But I think that his assessment was brilliant when he said the Obama administration, in engaging in this policy, is continuing the Bush administration outcome of the decision to invade Iraq, and that is they're empowering the very threat that they claim to be fighting. Who is ISIS? What is this group made up of? Is it just people that are radical Islamists that want to behead American journalists? No. One of the top, and as he said, this is almost never mentioned by corporate media or corporate media coverage, one of the top military commanders of ISIS is a man named Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri al-Tikriti. Who is Izzat Ibrahim, as he said? Izzat Ibrahim is the leading Ba'athist who was on the deck of cards that the United States has not captured. He was one of Saddam Hussein's top military commanders. He was not just some ragamuffin Ba'athist. He actually was a hardcore general in the Iraqi military during the Iran-Iraq War, and he was a secular Ba'athist. Why is he fighting with ISIS? Well, when Bush decided to invade Iraq, then he put Paul Bremer, who was a radical neocon ideologue who had cut his teeth working for Henry Kissinger. And what, you know, war criminal? A war criminal now working for a war criminal, I would say, parenthetically speaking. When Paul Bremer, as Jeremy said, was put in charge of the occupation of Iraq, one of the first things he did was to fire 250,000 Iraqi soldiers simply because they were members of the Ba'ath Party. It's that guilty by association nonsense. Well, then who's not guilty? And who's deciding who's not guilty? This arbitrary drawing of lines is absurd. That makes sense? Arbitrary drawing of lines. What do you mean? Well, in this case, you know, you're guilty by association. And anyone, isn't it painfully obvious to everyone this is going to result in blowback? There will be some hard feelings. These people, you know, you can't just draw a hard line like that and expect that to be an accurate distinction or delineation. Anyway, so as Scahill pointed out, one of the first things Paul Bremer did was to fire the 250,000 Iraqi soldiers simply because they were members of the Ba'ath Party. As one senior U.S. official at the time said, it was the day we made a quarter of a million enemies in Iraq. All of these Ba'athists have been jerked around, as Scahill said, by the United States and the Sunnis in western Iraq, jerked around by the United States for a very long time. This was the period of the so-called surge, where the U.S. actually paid Sunnis not to kill the United States, and or U.S. soldiers. And so Scahill said, but then the U.S. turned around and put in power a Shiite-led government under Nouri al-Maliki, that effectively operated a network of death squads that systematically attacked Sunnis. And so he said the point that he was making is, yes, there's an element of ISIS. I don't know how dominant it is within the group that is trying to establish the caliphate, as he said, and they are beheading people. And they are imposing a very strict interpretation of Sharia law. But there are also, and he said, I would suspect that their best military figures, there's also a large contingent of people that are fighting the same battle that they were fighting when the United States originally invaded. The fact is, there was no Al-Qaeda presence in Iraq before George W. Bush made the decision to invade it, except in the Kurdish region in the north of Iraq, which, as Scahill pointed out, was not under Saddam Hussein's control. In fact, it was under the control of U.S.-backed entities. And as he pointed out, that was Ansar al-Islam. Anyway, so I always want to go back to Operation Cyclone, and coming forward there from there, because to me, that's a better way to connect all the dots, so to speak, back directly to Western intelligence, and specifically the CIA. I think that Robin Cook's article is one of the best articles that can be read on the subject. Speaking of Jesus' words, you know, that article should be circulated far and wide, in my opinion. Robin Cook's article, published in the Guardian back in, the day after the London 7/7 bombings, July 8th, 2005, Robin Cook's article, "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means," was published in The Guardian. And as I always believe it's important to point out, he was dead in less than a month. Less than a month later, a relatively healthy, early 50-something spy king fell over and died of a massive heart attack. Oops. "The struggle against terrorism cannot be won by military means." And the subtitle, "The G8 must seize the opportunity to address the wider issues at the root of such atrocities." Great, great piece. Great article. Should be circulated far and wide. Interesting admissions, things like Al-Qaeda, literally the database, was originally the computer file of the thousands of Mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA to defeat the Russians. And he went on, I would say, a little cheeky humor. He went on to say, inexplicably and with disastrous consequences, it never appears to have occurred to Washington that once Russia was out of the way, Bin Laden's organization would turn its attention to the West. Well, why would it do that? Why would someone who has been trained to defend themselves, why would people trained to defend themselves turn their guns on the folks who trained them to defend themselves, unless they discovered they were goaded into a proxy war? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio, or final segment of the first hour, I should say, of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So what's the point, as we go out in this last segment, of this concept? What am I trying to zero in on? Well, when Jesus said, I believe that, you know, this era on the geopolitical stage, so to speak, has Jesus' words directly in view. You've heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? So, he concluded, therefore, that thought, therefore you are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. It's interesting, you know, Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While there was enmity, so, don't repay evil for evil. However, you know, whatever other biblical reiteration you want to assign to that, the concept of defending oneself has been hijacked, warped, twisted to be construed as bullying. People are being goaded into responses. People are being bullied. Bullying is what is really bullying is not considered bullying now, and people are being bullied into responses in this P2OG meets R2P fashion. And we're doing this around the world. We're actually doing it here at home as well. And so, to put it the way Robin Cook put it in his article, "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means," published the day after the London 7/7 bombings, July 8, 2005. And, you know, again, he was dead less than a month after that article was published. Another, you know, provocative coincidence. Put it the way he said it, the danger now is that the West's current response to the terrorist threat compounds the original error. And I mentioned what he said about bin Laden. To back up, bin Laden, to give you the whole quote, he wrote, "Bin Laden was, though, a product of monumental miscalculation by the Western security agencies. Throughout the 80s, he was armed." This was Operation Cyclone, of course. "Throughout the 80s, he was armed by the CIA and funded by the Saudis to wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda..."
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.